Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin, how did you feel your day went? Three picks. I'm sure there was activity to talk about that didn't necessarily happen. How do you think your day went?
We're really excited about our day. Saw Commissioner Bettman three times up there. He said, welcome to be back. It's a really good day for our organization. We feel really strongly that we got players that we believe in. They all have different attributes, but very, very competitive players, speed, different attributes for different the different players, but guys that we think are savers, and they're gonna help us. I like the way guys compete and play direct and play fast, and that's what this group does. And it was a good day for us.
It's not surprising, but you got guys that can play center and left wing, and all three have talked about it, that they can do it, and I'm sure that's not by accident.
Not by accident, for sure. You know, all three of them played all different positions over the course of their careers. You know, we watched that close. You know, in terms of, you know, Oslin is a guy that's been primarily a center, but the other guys have played center, and we'll see how it plays out. But most importantly, we got good hockey players, and that's what we were looking for.
High-end skill and speed. I mean, I'm not looking at just your three players tonight, but it seems like that's been a trend since you took over. When you want forwards, you're going with those attributes. What does that really play into your philosophy and team building, just the way that the game is trending, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, the game is fast and competitive. I want to make sure we don't leave out competitive. I mean, these players... Savoy, Oslin, Kulich, I mean, high compete. Guys that everything matters to them. You know, when you look at what translates in the NHL, in my opinion, especially up front, guys that can make plays in small areas, make plays at top speed, shift after shift, they're competing. I think that's really critical. And then, you know, you look at Kulich and where we ended up getting him in the draft, this player was MVP of the U18s. I mean, he has an elite shot. Elite and one of the top in that we've seen in a while for this age. So that's you know, that's certain attributes that jump out as well.
How much is his stock risen the past few months?
Well, I think it, you know, we were watching him, we've been tracking him for a while, but I certainly think his U18s opened a lot of eyes, what he did, and I mean MVP of the tournament, and he earned it. So for us, you know, where we got him isn't where we had him ranked, so I'll just leave it at that.
What were you thinking watching 1-5, knowing what that was going to mean for you and I?
Super interesting, and you know, we were in discussions about potentially moving up. We've talked to, you know, every team and gone through different scenarios, but it's, you know, you realize that it's very rare when teams move top picks. It doesn't, you know, happen that often. But it was it's an experience going through that, because you know you have your own list and you kind of have in your head what you're hoping, how it plays out. And you know, when we got up on the podium, we were pretty excited to make that pick.
Kevin, you were, I mean, you spoke to it a little bit a couple minutes ago, but you had a lot of center depth before this. Now, I mean, now it goes. Guys, maybe you can count everyone. I mean, how much of an asset is that to move that deep back and have some interesting?
Yeah, I just think it's a critical position. I just, you know, you can move guys to the wing. It's a lot more challenging to move from wing to center. So at the end of the day, if it's close for us, you know, that's, we do look at that as a player center. But I just think, you know, really the top NHL teams, you have good centermen, and we feel that we added some talent to our lineup. And we'll be patient. Like I've told you guys the last 2 years, we're not going to be in a spot where we're going to rush anyone. We're going to let these guys develop. But we feel really good about the way this played out tonight.
What excited you about Savoy in terms of projecting? I mean, what do you see from his game that you really think that he's potentially just scratching the surface?
Yeah, elite hockey sense, high motor, elite skater. He can score. I mean, he's a finisher, highly, highly competitive. High motor, for me, that's a big deal. Guys that just never stop, they just keep going and going. And that's what we saw when we were scouting him. Due diligence, you know, certainly I made a phone call recently to Peyton Krebs. You know, I believe in that. You know, when someone's in a locker room with someone and they know them every day in practice and they're on the road with them, that goes a long way. Obviously, I also know his coach from the last, his junior career. He's a friend of mine and a guy that I coached with here in Buffalo, and I believe is a very knowledgeable guy in terms of what he could project. So that helped as well, just to get more background. But, that we do that on everybody, but certainly did it there.
I know your list is your list, but when you look at tomorrow, I mean, you have to get some defensemen in this organization.
Yeah, I mean, it's I figured you were going to ask me that. Maybe not you. Someone was going to ask me that. Yeah, I mean, I certainly think we have a lot of picks tomorrow, and there's opportunity. But honestly, you also look at our decor right now that we have in Buffalo, and they're young. So I do think about that, but it didn't come into play in terms of making the picks because we were going with the guys that, you know, we had. But I do think about that when you look at especially the six guys right now that we have. I mean, they're young. But there's more picks tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll find a way.
Kevin, how waiting for you with the Matt Murray situation? You think that was close?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say disappointing. It's hard. I don't want to get too much into specifics. The reality is, we worked hard on a deal, but players have the ability when that's in their contract to make those decisions. And we want players that want to be here, and that's the way we believe. So. We move on.
Kevin, are you housekeeping your restricted free agents? Are you going to qualify them all, including Ristolainen, Murray, and Byron?
What did you say, Ristolainen?
Ristolainen, Murray,
Byron. Ristolainen, you caught me confused. I thought we went back a year. Ristolainen, Murray, Byron. Yep, for sure. And had good conversations with all their agents. That'll be, here. And the days are running together. But shortly. Yeah.
When it comes to goaltending, I mean, obviously it's a game of musical chairs at this point. Guys are coming off the market. Trade, free agency, I mean, is it one that you would prioritize over the other? Since you do have a lot of picks, is that something that you plan to have conversations tomorrow leading up to tomorrow?
Yeah, so what we've done on the goaltender front was, really spend a lot of time since the season ended prioritizing meaning list all the goalies, and then let's talk about them as goaltenders, then let's talk about how is there an acquisition cost if you're going that route, or is there a UFA that you feel comfortable with. So as you prioritize the list, some are more likely than others, so then you have to kind of work from there. We'll be in different conversations for sure. I think we feel that anything we do, we want to do it being smart and making sure that we're planning how we're building out a roster. We've done the work, put it that way, and we'll be ready for the next. But, and honestly, a big piece of this was Craig Anderson believing in the team he has in front of him, and he can come back. He's feeling good. He's healthy. And where we feel UPL is in his development, I had a good meeting with his agents today just to talk about that, where he's projecting down the road. So that's all part of this as well.
With the first five picks, really 10 picks, kind of being a little bit crazy with all the trades, your first time out there on the floor, what was kind of the challenge of staying patient like you talked about all off?
Yeah, I think that it's making sure that you are prepared before, so then if something it can get emotional, or you can make a decision that maybe you look back and say in the moment I shouldn't have done that. So it's just making sure you're prepared with those conversations. It's intense, I mean, the entire first round here we're going through other scenarios and looking at as the draft was going on, trying to move up, potentially having conversations with teams. So I'll sleep well tonight because it's a lot. But I think it's just a unique position for our organization to be, where you can have three first round picks, really have a chance to improve our pipeline, I'm in a lot more tomorrow, which we'll go back tonight. We'll eat a little bit of dinner, and then we'll start talking about tomorrow and how it shakes out. Good?
Thank you,
all right, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.